What's going on, y'all? Jake Broad Anderson here. Welcome to another episode of the Work to Wellness to Wealth podcast. I got a real serious, important topic to discuss on this episode. What would you do if you woke up tomorrow and you found yourself without a job? Like, unexpectedly, you got laid off, or maybe something happened on a job and you had to leave. No income, nothing. Like, no time to prepare. What would you do? Would you be prepared? Would you panic? That's what we're going to talk about on this episode. I want to share with you 7 financial tips to help educators and working professionals prepare for an unexpected job loss. Because let's be real, man, this is a reality for many people today. Many people are being laid off by the tens of thousands. And I pray that it never happens to you. But guess what? It just might. Because you know what? It happened to me when I first started working. I got laid off from my first job after fresh out of grad school, got laid off from my first job after only 2 years, and it was devastating. But I promise you, if it ever happened again, I would be more prepared. And that's what I want to help you do, is to get more prepared just in case that might happen to you. All right, man. So, you know, of course, I got to do some housekeeping, man. So I am Gerard Anderson. I'm your financial social work coach, your wealth DNA coach. And just want to, as always, just share some resources with you. If you're looking to get your finances in order, or if you just want to improve your financial literacy so you can learn more, have something to pass down to your children or the next generation, holla at your boy. Go to my website at GerardAAnderson.com, and I have a ton of resources on there for you. First thing, make sure you schedule a one-on-one consultation. If you're in the place now where, you know, you may not even be in the place where you're struggling, but you just want to get your finances in order, just get things a little bit more clear, set some goals, schedule that one-on-one consultation with me, and, you know, we'll take a broad overview, a wide look at where you are now, and come up with a plan to help you move from where you are to where you want to be at. So definitely set up that one-on-one consultation. Also, I have some individual, if you want a little bit more than that, you can schedule a coaching program with me. I have some for 1 month. I have some for 3 months if you want a little bit more. And I even have some for 6 months. So just depending on how deep you want to go. But that's also on my website. So make sure you check that out. And please, please do support the YouTube channel, the Path to Financial Independence YouTube channel. So I'm building up my subscriber base. So please go like and subscribe. My YouTube channel is at Path to Financial Independence. So I would definitely appreciate your support. So let's go ahead and get this episode rolling. So let me start again with my story and tell you my experience of losing my job pretty much unexpectedly, and how I dealt with it and what I would do different. And I just want to share some things with you. So for me, I went to college, got my degree in psychology, and you know, I knew I had to go back and get a master's. So I went back, got my master's degree, did 2 years, got my master's in social work. And the school where I did an internship at got a position as a school social worker when I graduated from grad school. So I was super excited to get my first real career job. Started out making, and I'll talk about this some other time, but with a master's degree, started out with only $24,000. And I'm still not quite sure how that happened, but, you know, it happened. But my thought was, I'm just going to go work, get some experience, and then I'm going to move to another state, get a better paying job. But guess what? Didn't quite work out like that, because I got laid off of that job after only 2 years. And so probably one of the most difficult experiences of my life, because if you think about it, we build our whole life on this plan of going to school, getting your education, and then you go in after you get your education, you go get a degree. And the plan is that you work for 30 or 40 years. And this day and time is even longer than that, work until retirement. And so that was my plan. I was planning on getting on that job and working like most people till retirement. But as I shared with you, took a nasty turn like real early in my professional career, which is probably why I'm doing this now. And I got laid off. So I remember the principal called me into his office and said, "Gerard, man, we love you. We appreciate the work that you're doing. But unfortunately, we're going to have to let you go because last hire, first fire." So I was one of the newer employees. So guess what? I was first on the chopping block. Wasn't prepared for it. Of course, I just started working, wasn't even thinking that I could lose my job. Didn't have any money saved. And so it was probably the toughest, most depressing period of my life because my whole paradigm that I had built my life on was pretty much wiped out in a matter of 1 year. Like my whole life plan was like totally obliterated in 1 year. So I want to make sure that that doesn't happen to you. Now, of course, it's good to believe that you'll be on the job that you own forever, but maybe you don't want to be. So I want to make sure that if something should happen, and let's just say in the next 6 months or the next year, if you were to unexpectedly get laid off, I want you to be prepared. I don't want you to get blindsided like I was. Okay, so let me share some data with you. And I don't know, fact check this. Oh, let me do my financial disclaimer first, so y'all won't try to trip a brother up. So let me say first that I am not a financial advisor. I'm a financial coach. So the information that I share on this podcast is for information and educational purposes only. So please do your own due diligence, fact check everything that I say. And please employ the assistance of a financial advisor who is aware of the particulars of your unique financial situation. So I'm not responsible for any gains or losses that you may incur from the information I'm about to share. All right, had to get that out the way. So let's throw in some data here. And I've researched this, the number of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Now, I've seen numbers as small as 30%, and I've seen as high as 70%. The most important number is, where do you fall in that? Are you living paycheck to paycheck? So I highlight that because if you were to unexpectedly lose your job and you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're going to be on some hard times like really fast. And so I want to make sure if you're in that situation, schedule that financial, that one-on-one consultation with me so I can help you create a plan to get you out of that paycheck to paycheck living. But even educators with degrees and benefits, a lot of, and I'm educating myself, a lot of educators are still living paycheck to paycheck. If that's you, come on, let's come up with a plan to help you get out of that place. Another stat is only, and this was a different number too, do your research and see what you find. Only 44% of Americans have a 3 months emergency fund. Okay. So let's just say, do you have an emergency fund, period? Do you have anything put in reserves for unexpected? I like to call mine a stabilization fund, not an emergency fund, because those finances may not be in a case of an emergency, but maybe I just need something unexpected happen. Washer went out or water heater just helps to stabilize me. I don't like to use that word emergency. Okay. But do you have whatever you decide to call it? Do you have anything in place when life happens? So here's the tip number one that I want to share with you. Okay. And let me say this first. It's good to be loyal to your job. Okay. It's good to give 110%. I encourage you to do that. But are you prepared for life without that job if they were to let you go? So be loyal to it, but be prepared at the same time. That's what I'm really stressing you. Like, nothing is guaranteed. I thought I was going to be on that job forever. And I woke up one day, and at the end of that day, I didn't have a job. So, have your faith, do everything that you can, just trust and believe that you'll be there if you want to, but be prepared in case something shifts. And I know a lot of people in this day and time, they don't even necessarily want to be there like that. So I'm going to address that too. But let's get into some of these financial tips to help my educators and working professionals prepare for unexpected job loss. All right. So tip number one is, and we talked about this a little bit, you have to build a financial runway. That's just another way of saying an emergency fund or a stabilization fund, whatever you want to call it. And a lot of people don't have this in place for a number of different reasons. You just may believe, well, I don't make enough money to save. Well, guess what, Lisa? You got to figure that out. You have to figure that piece out. You can't just go on spending more than what you're bringing in. And, maybe there's some opportunities where we can help you restructure how you're managing what you're bringing in to help free up some, but it's imperative you have to build up your stabilization or emergency reserves. So I want you to get rid of this belief that you can't save money. Yes, you can. If you don't know how to, schedule that one-on-one consultation with me and we'll figure something out. Okay. So where do I start at? How much do I need to begin saving? Listen, even if you can do $25, even $10 a week, I just need you to get that process started, because even $25 a week puts a gap between you and a crisis. So just imagine emergencies come in different forms and at different price points. So imagine if something unexpected, let's just say if you went somewhere and you had to pay $25 for to get something, or you had an unexpected emergency and what you needed to solve the issue only cost $25. Well, guess what? If you had that $25 in reserve, that's $25 that you don't have to worry about where it's coming from. So you see why any amount is good to start off with. So guess what? As you grow that amount, when you get to, let's just say, your first thousand. Now, I would say start work to get to that first thousand, but imagine if you just had $1,000 saved away for life, the unexpected parts of life that show up. Imagine how much easier you could breathe if you needed to get a new washer and it cost $800 and you didn't have to put it on a credit card. You could be like, you know what? I got that in my reserve. Let's just go and get it. Pay for it, pay cash, not putting it on a credit card. We're not paying no high interest debt. Let's just go pay it off and we'll put that money back into our reserve. That's what you call peace of mind. So the more that you have in those reserves, the better your peace of mind is going to be. Okay. So I hope you understand, like, tip number one, you got to build up those financial reserves. Now, what's the goal? I want you to start out, let's levels to this. Start out with getting your first thousand. That's level number one. Well, let's just level one is just start with where you are now. So if it's $10, open up a savings account or whatever, put $10 aside every week or how often you can, then move it up to 25. Okay. Start where you can. The goal is to get to a thousand. Okay. After you get to a thousand, then I want you to get to 3 months of your living expenses, then get to 6 months of your living expenses. The key is what you want to do is if you lost your job unexpectedly, you want to make sure that you give yourself enough time to figure things out. In essence, that's what your emergency fund does. It gives you time to figure things out before it's an emergency. Now, if you don't have any reserves, that emergency is knocking at your front door and it's not going anywhere. So now you got to figure out, you got to ask everyone, man, can I borrow some money? Can I get $300? Or you got to go and put it on the credit card and you're already paying high interest on your credit card. So now the emergency perpetuates. So this emergency fund is just going to give you some time to maintain until you figure things out. Okay. So life happens. Be ready before it does. Write that one down. Life happens. Be ready before it does. And I just want you to imagine the type of peace that you're going to have when you know that, hey, I got 6 months of reserves in place. If I did lose my job, which I pray that you don't, but if you did, at least you have the peace of mind to say, I got at least 6 months to figure things out and to be able to maintain the way that we live in now. Okay. I hope you see the importance of that. Tip number two, you got to know your bare minimum freedom number. And what does that mean? Okay. Your freedom number is how much money would you need invested so you don't even have to work anymore? So I call it your financial freedom number. Why is this number so important? Because most people, educators, I'm talking to you, we don't think in terms of freedom, we think in terms of retirement. So, what is your freedom number? What's the number that if you have it invested, you can get enough interest that you can live off of that interest? That's your financial freedom number. So, tip number two, I need you to calculate that. Well, Gerard, how do I calculate my financial freedom number? Glad that you asked. Basically, what you're going to do is take your current monthly expenses. So, if your current monthly expenses, matter of fact, you know what? Let me get my calculator out because I'm going to work this out for you all real time. So, let's suppose your current monthly expenses is $10,000. Okay. All right. So, what you want to do is multiply that times 12, which is equivalent of 12 months or a whole year. So if your monthly income or monthly expenses is $10,000 and you multiply that times 12, then that's $120,000 that you need roughly per year to make sure that your expenses are taken care of. Okay. Now, what I want you to do is multiply that number by 25. Okay. Now, that may seem like a large number, that may scare you, but here again, I use $10,000. Your expenses may not be that much, but 25 is just that cushion number. And if you multiply that 120,000 by 25, that's $3 million. Now, I know just hearing that number, it's making some of y'all sweat already. Like, oh, what in the world? You know what kind of salary that we're on? Like, how are you expecting me to get $3 million off of a educator salary? Look, we're not worried about that right now. I just need you to know what the number is because we're going to talk about how to reach that number in another step. But I just need you to know what number can you equate with your freedom? Meaning, if I could never go back to work, if I got to this number and I invested it and I was getting at least, which is relatively conservative, a 4% rate of return, give or take 3 or 4 or 5%. That would be the money that you would get off of the interest of that 3 million without having to mess with the initial $3 million. Okay. So just imagine what's 4% times that 3 million times 0.04 is going to be 120,000. All right. So you work your own numbers out, like, okay, work your own numbers out. But you would get $120,000 coming in just from your investment. Now, that's not to say that you're not going to be working anymore and you're going to be doing maybe some side hustles or whatever you enjoy doing to continue bringing in income. But if you just got to the point that you couldn't work anymore, that would be your freedom number. Now, here again, your freedom number may not be that high. I just kind of put that out there because 10,000 is a nice round number. Some of you all could make it off of $5,000. Whatever. Do the calculations for yourself and at least give yourself something to shoot for in terms of a goal. All right. All right. Let's go on to tip number three. And this kind of ties back into what I was just saying. How are you going to get to $3 million? Tip number three is you have to diversify your income streams. And if you're an educator, listen, leverage your ability to teach. If you're a teacher, man, you have one of the most powerful gifts in the world, the ability to teach and to help people learn. That's what I'm doing with you all right now. I'm not a teacher, I'm a social worker, but I'm still an educator at heart and I'm teaching every day. So you got to diversify your income streams. Because reliance on a single income is a risky way to live. So, in essence, you putting all your eggs in one basket, and if something happens to that basket and you don't have any reserves, like we talked about in step one, set aside, you're going to have yourself in a pretty risky situation. All right, so how are you going to diversify your income? This is where the challenging part comes in. You have to figure that part out. Like, I can't tell you exactly. You have to tap into your skills, your gifts, your talents. What can you do for someone else to add value that they would be willing to pay for? That's a personal journey. Like, you might need to pray and ask God to give me wisdom. Like, how can I diversify my income? But you have to figure this part out. And I know you may say, well, I don't know what I can do. I don't have any gifts or talents that people would pay for. That's not true. That's a mindset issue. And we'll talk about that in another episode. But I need you to figure that out. Like, you weren't born having all the answers in this world as a child. You learned everything that you know up to this point. So if you don't know how to diversify your income streams, schedule that consultation with me and let's figure some things out. I'm just going to ask you some questions. And a lot of times we just don't believe in ourselves. And that's really what the root issue is, because everybody has been gifted with gifts that God has placed on the inside of you. You just got to learn how to tap into it. And sometimes it's easier for other people to see what's in you than you can see what's in yourself. Okay. Diversify those income streams. I don't want to hear, I don't know where to figure it out. Okay. So some part-time side gigs, you can do that as well. You could be a tutor. You could tutor part-time. You could teach some online courses. That's what I do. I have courses on finance. Go to my website at gerardaanderson.com. Check some of those out. It's so many different things that you can do. You just have to see what's out there that aligns with your skills and your passions and just jump in there and try it out. And guess what? I'm not saying that you're going to make $10,000 doing one of these things initially, but imagine if you did something where you just got an extra $500 a month that could go to building up your emergency reserves or even that could go into investing. So baby steps, that's what I want you all to take from this lesson. Just baby steps. I know I'm putting some big numbers out there, millions of dollars. Listen, remember what I told you with the emergency reserves? Start where you are. We just taking baby steps. So when that unexpected day does happen, if it does happen, then you've been working on a plan all along, and at least you'll have a plan in place. Okay. All right. Number four, tip number four. You gotta, and this kind of ties back into our financial freedom number. You gotta have a exit plan. So don't fall into the trap of just thinking, I'm just gonna work for the next 40 years and everything is gonna stay the same. Listen, so much stuff is changing now. You got AI, you got technology is just growing leaps and bounds every day. So you gotta have, I call it your get up and go bag. You know, that get up and go bag is that's that bag that says when that bag gets to a certain place, I don't care where I am, I can get up and go. Because here's the issue. Most people, as I said, they don't plan to exit, they plan to retire. And if you don't have your money affairs in order, you can't even really comfortably determine when you retire. So don't wait for a crisis or being burnt out or getting fired or something that's concerned. I want you to create your own exit plan. Well, Gerard, that could take a long time. Look, you already committed to working for 30 to 40 years. So what if you created an exit plan that helped you retire 5 years ahead of schedule? So retirement is not about time, it's about money. If you had a certain amount of money that you didn't have to worry about how you were going to live and enjoy life and benefits and all of that, you can go anytime you want to. So retirement isn't an age game, it's a numbers game. Get your numbers right, okay? So create that exit plan and work your plan. They already have a plan. This system has already created a plan for you. That plan is to come and work for us for the rest of your life. And then, if we decide at some point along you working for us that we no longer want you here, take a look at what's going on around us. They can drop you at the drop of a dime. And I'm hearing stories of people who were like right at the door of retirement. Imagine you got like 6 months or a year before you can retire, and you get an email to tell you that your services are no longer needed. Are you serious? So that's what I'm saying, man. I'm not waiting for that email to come to me. I'm preparing every day. Now, every day that that email doesn't come, I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm appreciative, I'm thanking God. But guess what? Meanwhile, I'm still preparing. I'm still preparing because it happened to me before. There's nothing to say that it can't happen again. And there's nothing to say that it can't happen to you. So you got to be thinking along those lines. Get ready before the unexpected happens. All right. So map out what you do financially if you had to walk away. If you had to walk away, map out, okay, based on what I have now, how long can I make it until things start to get tight? I know when I left my job, I was only able to make it for about 3 months before stuff started to get like really tight. And I had to start DoorDash, Grubhub, Instacart, all of those different things because I didn't have a plan. But you know, guess what? I figured some things out and did what I had to do for that period of my life. Now, was it hard? Yeah. Did it cause a strain on my family, my marriage, everything? Oh, yeah. Those were some hard times. But I'm so appreciative for the experience because it really put me in a mindset of, okay, I always need to be in a state of preparation, of getting ready in case this thing that I've been depending on, this job, is gone tomorrow. I'm going to have a plan in place. And it may not be the perfect plan, but any plan, an imperfect plan, is better than no plan at all. Okay. All right. So remember this, it's better to plan in peace than to plan in the storm. Write that one down. All right, tip number five, pay down high interest debt. I'm not going to stay here a whole lot, but debt is what keeps you tied to a job because you need income to pay this money back. So you want to pay down, keep down your debt as much as possible. So just imagine the freedom. So let's just say I have a car note that I'm paying now that's 400. I pay about $500 a month. So I'm so looking forward to the day where that's paid off. Guess what? In my mind, I got $500 coming in extra a month, not allocated to anything that I could either put into savings, I can invest it, I can put it in a vacation fund or whatever. So it's so important. Do what you can to keep yourself out of a whole lot of debt. And the debt that you do have, pay that thing down, man. Pay that thing down. I mean, I know we get into the conversations of debt that brings in income. Not talking about that type of debt. I just mean like credit card debt if you got your car note. I know mortgage is the biggest one, but I'm even looking to get that paid off as soon as possible. So just imagine you paying like 2,000, 3,000 for a mortgage. Imagine what you could do having 2,000 to 3,000 more dollars left in your paycheck that you don't have to send out to pay off a bill. Okay. So here again, just set the goal. Like your mortgage may be as such, you can't even imagine how you would pay it off. Just set the goal and we'll figure it out. All right, so pay off that high interest debt. The less you owe, the more options you have. All right, so remember that. Number six, build skills that make you money outside of education, outside of your current job. Build skills, public speaking, like maybe go and take Toastmasters. Don't think, well, I can only do this because I'm just a teacher, I'm just an educator. No, that's just the title you have for what you do right now, but you got so many more skills and gifts on the inside of you. You could be a content creator. Say, for me, for instance, I started out as just a social worker. But once I started tapping into what I had on the inside, I evolved into a content creator. I'm a coach, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I got some books. So all of this stuff was on the inside of me, and it's so much bigger than just the title that you try to fit your life in. So whether you're an educator, whether you're a teacher, that's just one small aspect of all that you have on the inside of you. What I need you to do is tap in to what you have within. That's a bar. Tap into what you have within. Okay. So I want you to be intentional about building up your skill set. And then finally, tip number seven, start today. Start today. Start today. Don't wait for anything to happen. Don't wait for someone to come knocking on your door. Tip number seven is just get started today. Take action today. And that could be as simple as scheduling that one-on-one consultation with me. That could be as simple as taking one of my programs on my website at gerardanderson.com. That could be as simple as watching a podcast like you're watching this one now. It could be as simple as reading a book. It could be as simple as opening up a savings account. It could be as simple as opening up a brokerage account. I don't care what that next step is for you. I just need you to get started today. All right. So I hope you all found some value in this episode. And I pray that you never find yourself in a situation that you wake up and you're no longer gainfully employed. But if that should happen to be a part of your future, it's not too late to get prepared for it. So the impact of it isn't as detrimental as if you didn't prepare for it at all. All right. So hope you got some value out of the episode. Remember, please like and subscribe at Path to Financial Independence on YouTube. Schedule that one-on-one consultation with me, or if you want some coaching, 3 months, 6 months, 1 month, whatever you want, I got you covered. All right. I'll see you next week. Bye.